A thought comes to mind. A thought comes to mind. How often do we sit and listen to the breeze? How often do we sit and think about what's going on in our world? How often do we wonder what wonderful things are happening around us? And as we wonder about these things, what comes to our mind? Does it come to our mind that there's something that needs to be taken care of? Does it come to our mind that there's something that needs to have our attention? Or is it something that comes to mind that says to us, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Truly, when we can train ourselves to have this thought come to our mind at all times, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. I am very much in tune with all the students of the University of Healing, and I love them all very much, and I think about them, and I am in harmony with their thoughts, with their life, with their way. And so, when any one of my students thinks of me and thinks, Herb, bless me. Herb, help me. Herb, lift me up in consciousness. Immediately I say to myself, all is in divine order, and I say that person's name. And I say, well, you, Sybil, are fantastic. I see you enjoying your perfect health right now. I see you enjoying your perfect life right now. I see you being vital, dynamic, alive, vital, dynamic, alive, and filled with all the joy and harmony and peace that you're able to be filled with. I see you a magic woman. And so then I get a telephone call from Sybil, and Sybil says, well, Herb, I want you to give me a treatment. And I say, Sybil, I see you vital, dynamic, alive. I see you filled with energy, filled with all the power of the universe. I see you living your life in a most brilliant, wonderful way, and that every organ, action, function of your body is perfect right now. I see you fantastic. And she says, thank you, and hangs up. Well, now, many people get on the phone and they think they have to have an hour conversation. But when Sybil or Christy or any of my other students call, they say, give me a treatment, because they know the power of the treatment. Little do they really know that the moment they begin thinking about me and thinking about me speaking my word for them, I am at that moment thinking about them and speaking my word about them right at that moment, right at that moment. And everything in their life is balancing itself out because it's already balanced. Everything in their life is wonderful and marvelous and fantastic. I think of Ellen and I think, what a wonderful woman. What a beautiful being. Whole and perfect in every way. And so Ellen thinks, Herb, give me a treatment. Mentally, she does that. Our mental wires are much more secure than the physical wires that we have in our telephones, but she does it, and I do it. And students that I hadn't even thought about for a long time, because there are so many of them, they come to my mind whenever they have in their heart the desire for a treatment, the desire for me to speak my word for them and say, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are wonderful. I see you as a reflection of my own inner joy. I see you as a reflection of my own peace and my own love, my own magnificence. All is in divine order. Yes, 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 yes. The more I say that, the more that is the case for them and for their world and for me. Now, it's not too difficult for me, because I live in that consciousness of wholeness, that consciousness of peace, that consciousness of goodness, all of the time. I live in that attitude of all is in divine order right now, all of the time. So if any of my students think of me, I think of them at that moment, and I surround them with my pure white light of love, and I see all in their life radiant, beautiful, and good. This is the way the principle works. When a mother thinks about her child, that child may not be needing the mother at that moment. That child may not be calling upon the mother at that moment. But that child may have a need for self-confidence, a need for inner awareness, a need for knowing that they are fabulous, beautiful beings. And the mother thinks that. She doesn't say, oh, my child's got a problem. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That's silly. We don't think, oh, our students have a problem. Oh, our family has a problem. We think, oh, they're thinking about me. And they'd like to have me give them my pure white light love of treatment. I surround you with my pure white light of love. That's my treatment, and I know that you are vibrant, dynamic, alive in every beautiful way. And they are. They are. Because they are living that life that they are living beautifully, wonderfully, dynamically, perfectly, in every fantastic way. And sometimes I have a very busy day, a very busy morning. People are thinking about me all over the globe. Our students in every land, and they're thinking, oh, I think I'm going to take the advanced courses. Oh, I think I'm going to do this at the university. Oh, I'm going to do that. And so they're in my mind at that time, they're thinking of that. And I'm saying to them, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround you with my joy. I surround you with my peace. Just like I am being surrounded by a lovely warm breeze this beautiful morning. The sun is just popping up over the horizon, and I'm sitting here at the Shangri-La, looking at the beautiful pond, seeing the beautiful reeds growing here, knowing everything is beautiful and good. And everywhere I look, I don't see the leaves on the ground. I see the ground beautiful, like a garden, like a park. Everywhere I look, I see the sky, gorgeous and wonderful. Every person I think about, I see them fantastic and magnificent. I see all the world in divine right order now. I see it expressing its highest and best, expressing its most magnificent beingness right now, because that is my nature. And that is the nature of what we do. That's the nature of all of life, and it's a wonderful nature. It's a glorious nature, because this is what life is all about. Life is all about whatever we think about. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to my own inner being. And I live in that acceptability. I live in that awareness, awareness, awareness of my divinity, and I am the happiest of happy. So whenever you have a thought, and you'd like to have me work with you on your positive thinking for yourself, your positive attitude for yourself, just think about me. Just say, Herb, think with me on my positive attitude of my beauty and my harmony and my wealth and my health and my happiness wherever I am and whatever I'm doing. And you can be sure at that instant, and truly for much longer than an instant, but at that instant, I am thinking with you about whatever it is you have in your heart for your goodness and your purity and your wonder. This day, work with me as I work with you, knowing that the moment you think of me and say, treat with me, Herb, I am there doing it. And it is done wonderfully, perfectly, now. I love you. I love you. I love you.